Hello, my name is Andrea. Am I able to speak to Mark?
Yeah. Hello.
I'm calling you from Opinion Research, and we're talking with people in your area. We would like to ask just a few questions on a confidential basis about issues affecting the community. First, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
How long is this survey?
5 minutes maximum.
Okay.
I will read that.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, first, do you live in the city of Providence or outside the city of Providence?
Providence.
Thank you. And is your zip code 02908?
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, university, a member of teachers' union or teachers' association, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
1951.
Thank you. Next is statistical question.
What database did you use to access my phone number?
It's a random one. We are not told where they get it from exactly, to be honest. So I will not be able to tell you that because I don't know.
How did you know what my name was?
We are given this information, sir. I cannot tell you specifically where my office take it from. Which one of the following best describes you? A woman, a man, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
I think I'm going to not continue this survey. It's a little too unknown.
Every answer that you give is completely confidential, sir, and we'll be talking
about
education. We're calling you from Opinion Research, as I mentioned at the beginning.
Opinion Research Company?
That is correct. Which of the following best describes you? A woman, a man, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
Man.
Thank you. The second is statistical. To ensure that we have a representative sample, do you come from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, or Asian American? Thank you.
White.
And what was the last grade that you completed in school?
College. 4 years, a bachelor's in college.
Thank you. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 years or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
None.
Okay. And I'm going to read to you a list of various public officials and organizations, and please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion is very or somewhat favorable or very or somewhat unfavorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, let me know, and I'll move forward to the next one, okay?
Okay.
So here goes the first one. Teachers union.
Somewhat favorable.
Mayor Brad Smiley.
Somewhat favorable.
City of Providence School Superintendent Javier Montañez.
Somewhat favorable.
RIDE, that is the Rhode Island Department of Education.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Governor Dan McKee.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. The City of Providence School Board.
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me once again if you have a very somewhat favorable, somewhat or very unfavorable opinion. And if I name one that you don't know too much about, let me know. The first one says public charter schools in Providence.
Somewhat favorable.
Magnet schools in Providence.
Favorable.
Private and parochial schools in Providence.
Somewhat favorable.
Traditional public schools in Providence.
Somewhat favorable.
Innovation schools in Providence.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, one second. Thank you. Would you say that public education in Providence is headed in the right or the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Who would you say is the most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Providence? The mayor of Providence, the governor, the school board, the teachers union, the superintendent and school district officials, or the state legislature?
None of the above, really.
Okay, one second. How important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child needs? Very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Do you think the local public schools in Providence need to change a lot, some, a little, not at all?
A lot.
From what you know or you have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Providence?
Public charter schools? I don't know how many there are, actually.
Exactly. But would
and
you...
The survey has gone well over 5 minutes at this point, so I really can't spend any longer.
Yeah, but do you favor or oppose to it? We're almost done. It's just a couple of more questions.
Okay. We'll do 3 more questions, okay?
So I cannot proceed if you don't answer me this question. Do you favor or oppose?
Oppose. What was the question again?
From what you heard... Or you know, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Providence?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, I have some words and phrases that might describe public charter schools. You're going to tell me if it describes it very well, somewhat well, does not describe well, or does not describe at all. Serve mostly students of color. What do you think?
Don't know.
Help improve the entire public school system?
No.
Are tuition free?
Are tuition free?
Yes.
Yes.
Describes very well or somewhat well?
Oh, somewhat well.
Are public schools?
Are public schools what?
Does this describe very well or somewhat well, or describes not too well or not at all?
About public schools, what describes...
About charter.
What's
charter schools.
Yeah, okay. Oh, are they public schools? Yes, they are.
Uh-huh. So yes. Will that be very well,
well
or
well.
Somewhat
very
well?
Very well. Very well.
Are open to all?
Somewhat well.
Serve mostly low-income students?
Somewhat well.
Are non-profit?
Very well.
And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has not changed?
Has not changed.
If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Providence, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
So the following statements about community refer to your neighborhood. Please tell me as I read each one if the following statements represent how you feel about this community. Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all. I just have to... Improvements to local schools will make me feel better about this community.
We've already gone over the time.
Very well, somewhat well. We're almost done.
Quite a bit. You just said that about 2 or 3 minutes ago.
Yes, sir, but we're almost done, so I just need an answer. So improvements to local school will make it feel better about this community. Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all?
Not well at all.
Increasing the availability of public charter schools will improve local schools in my community?
Not at all.
So the estate took over the Providence Public School District in 2019 and are responsible for managing the city schools. Do you approve or disapprove of the estate takeover of the Providence Public School District, including the estate assuming control of the school budget, programs, and personnel of the District 41 schools?
Yeah, I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
So, which of the following statements comes closer to your point of view about the city's public schools next year? A, they should remain under state control until more improvements have been made, or B, they should be returned to local control in Providence given the improvements in these schools over the last few years?
Should be returned to local control.
Local control, okay. Last question, the city of Providence will be investing $500 million in school buildings. Which one comes closer to your point of view about the priority for this money? A, these funds should be used to build new schools, or these funds should be used to repair and fix existing school buildings?
Repair existing.
If you learn that in the last few years, the number of students in Providence City schools have dropped from 24,000 to 19,000, which come closer to your point of view? A, Providence should have fewer schools than today, but build newer schools with better facilities? Or B, Providence should keep the number of schools that we have today and keep the students closer to their homes?
Build closer to their homes.
How much have you seen, read, or heard that starting next year that Providence voters will once again be voting for
I'm sorry you said that was the last question.
It is. We're at 92%, sir. How much have you seen, read, or heard?
Yeah, that wasn't the last question. I'm sorry you're kind of misrepresenting this survey. It's gone well over twice as long as you said it would take.
I was trying to read as fast as I can, sir.
So yes, I realize.
How much have you seen, reader?
It's also being misrepresented.
I don't want to take more of your time, sir. So how much have you seen, read, or heard that starting next year, the Providence voters will once again be voting to elect some of the members of the city school board? A lot, some, only a little, or nothing?
Some.
Now, are you currently employed, a student, stay-at-home parent, retired, unemployed, and looking?
Retired.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Is strong or not that strong?
Not too strong.
How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Upper middle class.
Okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you. Please